And welcome to your GCSE Food Preparation and Nutrition Revision podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most real-world relevant topics on your entire specification, food choice. And I mean that genuinely. Every single time you walk into a supermarket, pick up a packet or see an advert on your phone, the stuff we're covering today is happening to you. So let's make sure you understand it well enough to ace your exam and to be a smarter consumer for the rest of your life. In today's episode, we'll cover mandatory and non-mandatory food labelling, how to read and interpret nutritional information, including traffic light labels, and then the big one, marketing techniques and how they influence what we buy. We'll also do some exam tips, a quickfire quiz, and I'll leave you with a summary you can use for last-minute revision. Right, let's get into it. Section 1. Food labelling. What must be on the pack? Food labelling is regulated by law. In the UK, the key piece of legislation is the EU Food Information for Consumers Regulation, known as FIC, Regulation 1169 of 2011. Even after Brexit, this regulation was retained in UK law, so it still applies. The Food Standards Agency, or FSA, also provides guidance on how these rules are applied in practice. Examiners love it when candidates can name these. So remember, FIC 1169/2011 and the FSA. Now, mandatory information is information that must by law appear on every prepackaged food product. There are 10 key pieces of mandatory information, and I want you to know all of them. Here they are. 1. The product name. Simple enough. 2. A list of ingredients, written in descending order of weight. So the ingredient that makes up the most of the product is listed first. 3. Allergen information. This is critical. The 14 major allergens, including things like gluten, milk, eggs, nuts, and soya, must be emphasised in the ingredients list, usually in bold or a different colour. This is a really common exam question, so make sure you know this. 4. Net quantity or weight. How much is actually in the packet? 5. A best before or use by date. And here's a distinction examiners love to test. Use by dates are about safety. You must not eat food after this date. Best before dates are about quality. The food is still safe after this date, but may not be at its best. 6. Storage instructions. For example, store in a cool, dry place or refrigerate after opening. 7. The name and address of the manufacturer, packer, or seller. 8. Country of origin, especially important for meat products. 9. Nutritional information, presented per 100 grams. This allows consumers to compare products fairly. And 10. A lot or batch number, which helps with food safety recalls. Now, non-mandatory information is information that manufacturers choose to include, but are not legally required to. This is where things get interesting from a marketing perspective. Non-mandatory information includes things like provenance, where the food was grown or produced. For example, made in Yorkshire or sourced from British farms. Serving suggestions, those beautiful photos on the front of the pack showing the product presented with other foods. Health claims, things like high in fibre or source of vitamin C. Environmental logos, like the Rainforest Alliance frog or the Fair Trademark. Organic certification logos. Recipe ideas, and QR codes linking to websites. Here's an important exam point. Non-mandatory information can still influence consumer choice significantly, sometimes more than the mandatory information. Candidates who can explain why this is, for example, because provenance appeals to emotions and values, or because serving suggestions make products look more appealing, will pick up those higher level marks. Section 2. Reading nutritional information. Let's talk about nutritional information in more detail, because this comes up a lot in the exam, sometimes with a source or data stimulus that you need to interpret. Nutritional information must be given per 100 grams. It may also be given per